Good morning, Go to Rex. Ah, yes, okay. Yep. My name's Warwick. Probably Tony, I'd say. That's okay. No, we'd still go through that process of a pre-purchase inspection. Main reason being you're sort of relying on them to have the in-house mechanics there as well. That'll do the normal checks and that. But we had one recently, oh, it was about a month ago, where a guy bought a car from a dealership and he brought it in for us to check out after the purchase, and it was down on compression. And had modifications and everything, and he's like, oh, I didn't like he didn't know much about modified cars or anything, and I expect people to know all about that, but we dig a little bit deeper, and the thing's been quite heavily modified in the past. Yeah, which sort of posed the question, like, how did it get through roadworthy? Yeah, which is I didn't ask which dealership it was, but it does happen, that's all. Pre-purchase inspection. Yeah, absolutely. And we can sort that fit that in. Most of the time, yeah, they'll just send an apprentice or one of the salesmen, and they'll do work from here or whatever, in the office while we're doing. Yeah. If they hesitant to do it, then it's sort of red flags straight off the bat. Yeah. Let me have a look. I think I should be okay. We're just down one mechanic at the moment, so we've kept the workload light, which is good because we invariably they'll rather do this sort of work than pulling things to pieces. Let me have a look what we got. Replace brake lights, minor. Check brakes, minor. Yeah, that shouldn't be a problem. Yeah, doing more checks. Yeah, sweet ass. What year model car is it? 2020 WRX or STI? Outback. Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, that's cool. Just trying to think if there's anything that we normally see with those models. The good thing is I can't say I've ever seen a modified one, which is good. Tony. Yes. Yep. That's cool. Is it? It's not diesel. It's petrol. Yeah. Good. Yeah. I can't say I've seen a good diesel one yet. They've all been, yeah, pretty horrible. Long term, I want to say. Maintenance wise, but petrol's been great. I own a 2022 Outback, which would be the same sort of thing, in a petrol, and it's been great. Like, I obviously cut my kids around and that sort of stuff, but yeah, tow campers, everything. I love that thing. Yeah. Yep, sweet as. Yeah, sweet. Yeah, no problem. No worries. Yeah, just tell them 8:30 sort of sharp. And then we can put the hustle on them a bit. No worries. Sounds good. Have a good night. See ya.